we could take another minute to get ready for the guided meditation. Sitting here very peacefully now, feeling ourselves magnetically attracted to the earth below us in loving vibrations, to the earth and the energies of the life force of the earth coming up through our feet into our spines, connecting with the universal energies up through the crowns of our head, the infinite inner dimensions representing our being through the chakra system. We feel ourselves more integrated with each other in the circle as we open up our hearts to everyone in the circle, and we open up our hearts to all of the critters around us and all of the vegetation around us, all of the life force of the environment coming into our lungs as we take each breath and feel the soothing energies of the natural environment harmonizing all of the energy fields of our bodies and minds as we accept this peace and stillness that Earth has brought to us into our being. We feel ourselves descending into our minds now, releasing all the attachments to any thoughts or any feelings from the day. Anything we may be holding on to, we let it go now in order to find the deepest point of inner stillness from which to expand our awareness in the inner planes out into the cosmos. And we extend this anchor of our deeper mind down deep, deep, down, down, further into the heart of our being, where we sense a great love at the source of all the manifestations of our life and our life's patterns. We sense that we chose these life patterns with the love deep in our hearts that we knew before we were born, that chose this lifetime, and connecting to that deepest part of ourself that knows the great peace of the other side and the great joy of choosing to incarnate. We allow ourselves to open up to the deepest part of ourselves, connected to the cosmic mind and the group mind of everyone on Earth and everything beyond the Earth. And we feel ourselves at great peace and great patience as we open up to the vibrations of the fourth dimension of the higher densities of consciousness and the higher dimensions of consciousness flowing in through the heart of this source of the manifest creation that we have experienced so far. And we feel that we are in an ocean of love and light, drifting around the cosmos, but at peace in the great current of consciousness, which is the source of all the manifest creation. And we feel a consciousness dip deeper and deeper, and we sense at the heart of this cosmos the many galaxies and the many stars as choices of the love of an infinite creator choosing to express itself in infinite ways through each of the star systems. And we sense ourselves as one with the stars, one with the sun at the heart of our solar system. And we feel this brilliant, powerful, peaceful energy from the sun coming into being through each of us. And we feel ourselves radiant and full of that same light and love that knows no limits. It does not need to go out, to turn off, to shut down. We feel ourselves turned on and awoken to the light of the infinite Creator, full of that great power and peace and presence that radiates and illuminates all facets of the one infinite mind, seeing itself in infinite forms and infinite puzzles that we have sought to unravel with the games of incarnation that we play, allowing ourselves always, though, the back door back into the truth of the heart of the galaxy, the Logos, the heart of the creation, which knows only the infinite, peaceful, all-forgiving, all-accepting love that is the source of the creation. And expanding our consciousness now from this great depth of love, we feel that we are interconnected with all of the stars, all of the families of light that have gathered around every star to experience this great light and love. And we join hands with all creation now as we sing in the great harmonies of the infinite Creator, knowing that there is nothing out of place, there is nothing lost, there is no loss in this great cosmic being expressing itself in every form, as we are connected with it all in unity, in harmony, in peace, and love, and light, and joy. And we extend our consciousness now back up to the earth and to our circle. And we extend our love in a circular fashion from left to right. And we pass this energy around to strengthen the bond of our circle of light that we see forming, this golden, greenish ring of light that forms this connection between our hearts and our life force energy systems as we share our energy freely, unconditional love, and full forgiveness for everyone on the circle. We feel this love strengthening our unity and our ability to think with one mind and share our intention with one focus. And we focus our consciousness now upward along a column of light as it forms above our heads. And we can send our consciousness upward along this spiral, upward into the sky. And we see down below us the group. And we see, as we travel higher, we see the lights of Colorado Springs in the distance. As we travel higher, we see the lights of the surrounding cities and the surrounding terrain. As we travel higher and higher, we see all of the lights of our continent in view. As we travel up to the upper atmosphere, we can sense, now as we pause, we sense all the lights of all the other CE5 teams and light workers and grid workers, which are working from this vantage point to assist in the energizing of Earth wherever there is a need for higher levels of energy and wherever there is a need for an anchoring of greater peace in these areas of the Earth. We see all these teams working with their lights, joining and interconnecting with our lights as we connect our columns together along the grid of the magnetic field of the upper atmosphere all around the Earth. And we feel grounded and at peace, knowing that all the teams of light workers are connected and at one, of one mind, connected, holding hands metaphysically, connected with a shared intention for a unity of all of humanity, a release of all lower energies, which are perceiving distortions of separation, the feelings of separation which lead to suffering. We see those being released as we see instead where there was suffering, we see peace and prosperity and love and joy coming into being and an end to that suffering wherever there is a need for the miraculous, resurrection of the consciousness that had drifted away from this powerful peace and love that we anchor. We see that love and light coming into those situations and bringing food where there's a need for food and shelter where there's a need for shelter, and bringing harmony where there was once division, and bringing a greater sense of peace and connectedness and purposefulness where there was previously chaos. We see this transformation happening across the planet and it accelerating right now as we see all of the energies of the Earth transforming and transmuting into the higher vibrations of the next dimension, the next density of consciousness, becoming known, becoming manifest, becoming anchored on the Earth now. And we see especially now where there has been great sorrow as a result of natural disasters happening on the East Coast. We see all those who are suffering and struggling finding greater peace as they sense the miracles unfolding around them to bring things back into balance wherever there is a need for balance and greater peace and greater restoration and healing. As the healing happens on the planetary level, so it also happens in the minds of those experiencing it. And we see this great healing washing over all the sorrows and sadness and confusions across the East Coast of our country, of our continent now. We see everything coming into balance once again as this catalyst is bringing a greater peace. We can travel backwards now, upwards to our column, and we see up beyond the atmosphere of the Earth, we see the many multitudes of guides and helpers and greater extended family who are of the light and love of the infinite Creator coming to be of assistance to everyone. We thank them for their presence and we invite them to join us wherever it is possible for them to be inspiring and send us messages through their appearance, through their connectedness with us. We thank them for being there, for helping us raise our vibrations through this great awareness of our connectedness to the great light of the heavens, of all consciousness beyond Earth. And we thank them again, and we travel higher with our column out to the orbit of the moon. We see the many beings operating in that influence and thank them for their work in connecting us to the highest light and love for this timeline to proceed in the best way for the connectedness of all consciousness on Earth. We travel outward now, past the orbits of the inner planets, past the asteroid belt, out through the orbits of the outer planets, and we see all the planets now operating in harmony to bring us the great work through the influences of all these different vibrations teaching us about our natures. And we thank all the beings operating from these influences to teach us about ourselves, to teach us how to walk greater and greater amounts of light and steps to the higher and higher light, which teaches us how to break through all the blockages and distortions of our reality and see only infinite, purposeful peace and love and light and joy. And we thank the sun again for its presence in our lives, shining the great light of the infinite Creator, reflected off of each of us and through each of us to teach and to share of the potentials of light without limits. We see also at the heart of the galaxy a great light that is emanating and sharing that loving vibration that teaches all of the consciousness of the galaxy how to become more aware of the ways of the infinite Creator, the ways of exploration of consciousness, and the ways of being, coming back always in bounds, in time, like a clock. The galaxy moves its spirals around and teaches us of the unity of all consciousness through the many facets of our creation. We invite all the aspects of creation that are able to be of assistance now, all those extended family who can come and help us become more aware of our oneness. We thank them for their work. We invite them to join us. We thank them again and see our column of light extending back now past the orbits of the outer planets, back to the inner planets, back down to the Earth, back down to our region, back down to our group, We see this column of light as our anchor into the skies and our way to connect. And we can continue now connecting with our family beyond our group, our family beyond, for the next few minutes in silent meditation as we feel guided.